Hello everyone, happy Tuesday. So you're probably like, why is she recording them on a Monday morning and not on a Sunday? I'll tell you for why. So the train was cancelled and replaced with a bus, and I was like, oh my goodness, this is actually amazing. I will then do all my social media activities, so then when I come home I will completely relax. And I really tried to be in a waiting room by myself. Trust and believe. I went on the 3 different platforms. I then saw there was a 4th platform with no one on there. The gates was shut. And I even like alternated then, even after I found the 3 platforms, even carrying my suitcase and my food prep bag around with me. Because I just was like, oh, it'll be so good to get all this done now before I get home. And then the bus arrived a bit late for home, and I just had to go to bed to make sure I hit my sleep goal, because I'm going to smash leg day into the wall. But I did record some vlogs in front of people, so I'm really happy about that. But when I do the podcast, I find it's a bit more long content, and I just love to, you know, give you all the value that I absolutely need to, without any disruptions and my full attention on it. So today I'm going to talk about low calorie nutrition. And what does that mean? That pretty much just means your rest day nutrition, because obviously, right, when you're not working out necessarily, you don't need more calories. So when I used to make food plans for people, I'd never call them a diet. You call something a diet, oh my god, like, have you ever heard of someone who's been on a diet for years and years? No, we don't view diets as positive things. Food plans sound like, yeah, I'm structured, I want this, I want to map up my life, because I'm fed up of just going loosey-goosey. Diet, oh, I don't know, mind, I don't want to give up anything. Okay, so just be mindful of that. So a low-calorie nutrition on rest days, I have like around 500 calories less, maybe like 500-600 calories less. And I notice on those days, prawns and like white fish is so good, because it's like a lot less calories in it. It's, you know, lower in fat, it's high in protein. So that is something that I'll always bring in to my rest days. One of my favorite things, and I wouldn't say it's the best use of calories, but I do love a protein smoothie. So a protein smoothie is literally like 1 scoop of protein, no more. So that's like 32 grams of protein anyway. 99 calories normally. I'm a bit thing about giving up 99 calories for a scoop of protein. But if you're anything like me and you love ice cream or like sorbet, then you need this in your life. So stay tuned. And then I'll have some blue milk, because I'm trying to get like high in fat. But you know, if I've got lower fat on this day, then I may have some green milk, you know, or like the orange top milk. And then I'll have like a cup of frozen, you've got to get frozen fruit or berries. And then it comes out, you know, and then you blend it and it comes out, honestly, like sorbet. It is amazing. It's my favorite. And then on these days, then I will avoid like pre-made pasta and everything like that. Maybe I'll stick to some protein fins on this day. Because pre-made pasta and anything that probably tastes really good is usually like high in fat, there's a lot more calories to it. So it's kind of all looking for like more the lower carb options, because if you only got like 1,500 calories, it's very doable. I will say it's very doable. I can still fit in my 5 meals. So normally on these days I would go for like a prawn stir fry. So I would get, you know, the stir fry already packed from like Tesco, maybe the mushroom stir fry. I love the spicy noodles from Asda, so I'd get that just to check in. And then just a full pack of prawns. You could have maybe a pack and a half, you know, to keep you going. So that would be that. Breakfast would then be, you know, like a protein smoothie, maybe a piece of toast. And then later I would still fit in like my little protein snack bar, because I like it, but it is like, I think, over 200 calories. So on these days, you know, you can get a lot more for 200 calories than just a bar. So just be mindful of it. My fitness pal is so helpful for you to compare. It is something I'm learning along the way. I wouldn't suggest for a consultant, to be honest, to be all in their macros. I personally was never in my macros before, and I looked damn good, so don't think you need to do all macros. I was literally, my food plan used to be like, oh, I'll have 5 proteins, 3 carbs, 3 veg, and then it would be like whatever fitted in on the list worked, and I absolutely loved it, and it worked for me, especially with my lifestyle. But it's obviously, you know, whatever works for yourselves, then you go for it. But I thought, just to let you know, if you're trying to perhaps lose a bit of weight, you know, turkey steaks are really good because it's low in fat. Just look for stuff like that, you know. I hope it helps. Have an amazing Tuesday.